Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks a lot to especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers hauling that mail to wherever it needs to go, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and, of course, the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, and also our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. Thank you so very much. We heard from the gang coming down Atlanta tonight, all starting out running about every 10 minutes apart. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're there as Captain's America. That's Captain at an S America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the towering peaks above us, about 30 miles, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. The towering peaks. I like that. I like that, the towering peaks.
Not so much.
Well, you can see higher. Well, you're up higher, so you can just see more. That's okay. How about saying the pledge?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we have a couple of buddies, Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, both senators, that say that both sides in the Senate want Senate oversight of the Biden and Trump documents. What do you think about that?
What they're trying to get is a damage assessment or a potential damage assessment. And I don't think there was any damage that was realized as a result of the documents that Trump had. We have no clue about that of Biden. None. Zero. I keep thinking about these Biden documents, too. I think that we may be getting some of this wrong. They keep saying, how can Biden take these classified documents out of a skiff when he was a senator? Well, not too sure that could necessarily be the case. Somebody else may have the documents and gave them to him, because I think that the State Department is very much the culprit in a lot of this. So I think that we need to kind of tread slowly and not listen so much to what everybody is suggesting.
Well, he has his buddy John Kerry could have done this, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the one particular email in question that Hunter sent to Devin Archer about Ukraine, to me, is not a part of a presidential daily briefing. It looks to me like it was a diplomatic table that came from Ukraine or about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's another look that needs to happen here, and that is these players in the State Department.
Well, we heard yesterday from the Department of Homeland Security and the Customs and Border Patrol that our apprehensions along the border had been cut in half in January. So they're talking about, oh, this is tremendous, this is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, what was the reason for that? So I wouldn't get terribly excited about that. But
they let them go.
I think this week, if I'm not mistaken, I think this week the House Judiciary, led by Jim Jordan, is holding hearings on the border.
Yes.
What's particularly interesting is the Department of Homeland Security has put a censor, if you will, on Border Patrol agents. They won't allow them to testify.
Uh-huh.
How about that open and transparent government that Biden promised us?
Well, they're afraid that we might find out the truth, of course.
Well, we understand that, but that's not what, Biden pledged to have open and transparent government.
No, but you couldn't believe him then. You certainly can't believe him now. And, of course, Zelensky has come out again on top of everything else saying, well, now we need faster supplies. We need new weapons. We need we got a tough situation. We have to get things going sooner. We need planes. All this stuff came out again yesterday.
Well, he's repeating it. Whether you want to give it to him or not, you can't blame the guy, can you? He's trying to defend the country. Against
the
military power.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more, folks, with Denise Salmon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Celebrate. Come on now. Celebrate.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Then this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, my conversation with Denise Simon. That's the GEICO Insurance Company, G-E-I-C-O, is the way we spell GEICO. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurance company in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, here's the way it works with GEICO. They have a website. You can go over there to that website, geico.com, and you can take a look and compare the car you got with the rate that you're paying with the one that they would charge you. Same way with a truck, if you got a truck. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Well, you can bundle all in there and save some money. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car policy at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can also find out where your insurance agent is, so you can go talk to them if you want, or they'll come to you. Or you can do it all on a computer, and you're a great way to go. You save some money, and you didn't have to do anything but sit right there in your living room and do it. So it's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and bundle up your insurance. Get it all together and see what you can save. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, now, want to talk a little bit about Robert Gates and the fact that he mentioned the Ukraine aid could have been done sooner, and that would have been perhaps going back to Obama. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Gates the defense secretary at that time?
He was the first one.
Okay.
And then Chuck Hagel became the Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
So when Russia took over Crimea, Hagel was over at defense.
Okay. So what do you think here?
Well, I mean, you look, the intelligence apparatus, and that means a lot, a lot of agencies, geospatial, NSA, CIA, and so forth. They all knew what Russia had planned, going back to the invasion of Crimea, and the Obama administration did nothing. And that was the very moment that they should have loaded up Ukraine. But what kept all that from happening? Well, Ukraine was run by the other cat that fled and went to Russia, and Ukraine was full of corruption back then. But nonetheless, you know, Putin played it like a master, and nobody did anything. And yet here we are talking about loading up Taiwan because we're predicting that China's going to invade Taiwan. So you see the difference?
Yeah.
We want to protect Taiwan, but at the time we didn't want to protect Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Let's jump over here to the telephone line and pick up Bagham and Bob. What's going on?
Yes, sir, Kevin. You saw where New York City forces all employees to undergo critical race theory training.
Yeah.
And from what I read in the article and stuff, the whole basis of this seems to be that they want everybody to be concentrate on hiring strictly through identity politics type of thing. And this to me seems to be unconstitutional, as they can, rather as the critical race theory is basically a matter of theory, not fact. And the training should not be based on theory, but should be based on fact. And the second thing I wanted to mention was the Ukraine thing. Russia is basically just trying to punish Ukraine with as much as they can for their civilian population. I think Russia knows that it can be very hard for them to win militarily, and they're just trying to wear them down. And
yes,
if that's in a war, if, in other words, if Russia can strike Ukraine's city anywhere they want, why can't Ukraine strike something into Russia? In other words, let's give them some stuff. Now, I'm not talking nuclear now. I'm talking conventional stuff where Ukraine could really go in and punish some Russian cities, and maybe this would bring down Putin. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Janice.
What is happening in New York is unconstitutional. You know, there are some states that are really fighting back on what is happening with critical race theory, how it's taught, what it's doing to hiring, and so forth. This is a means of reparations that is happening here to give minorities a majority. And as far as what Ukraine could do to, you know, stop some of this, they could if they had the weapon systems, but they don't. And you've got NATO countries that are trying to do their, some NATO countries that are trying to do their best in order to help Ukraine defend itself. But Germany is the one that's, you know, hurting this whole thing. I would also say that the UK, Boris Johnson, you know, he's, while he's no longer in power, he's trying to do the right thing, but the UK is kind of its own paper tiger now, too. So, it, you know, the burden falls to the United States, and the United States obviously hasn't made any of the right decisions, as I just mentioned, going all the way back to when Russia took power over Crimea. So I would say that somewhere between the intelligence community and the Pentagon, it's become a disaster. And, you know, the United States leads NATO and or should, and I think they're lost. So it doesn't look good. And you got Zelensky over there that's that's pounding his fist, like, somebody get their act together because this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And I would also say, where are we with the status of Putin and war crimes? And the war crimes isn't just about Ukraine. War crimes go all the way back to the war in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And he got away with that, too. And it's all because of nuclear weapons, which I'm, you know, who's not afraid of nuclear weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Israel.
Yeah, because they got a few of their own.
That's right.
And again, Israel was brought up in the discussion yesterday because of the attack.
A drone strike.
Yeah, that they claimed credit for.
Well, they didn't really claim credit for it. They never do that. But Israel did carry out a drone strike on a defense facility in one particular town, Isfahan, and what is it that they struck? Oh, it happened to be a drone factory where Shahed 136 drones are built.
Right.
And those are like kamikaze drones. But guess who's been buying those? Oh, Putin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, you just can't sit here and make this kind of stuff up, because China's nuke lab has been using U.S. chips and still is, despite being blacklisted.
Well, they had quite the inventory of them, didn't they?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're buying them on the black market, too?
Well, all they have to do is work. I mean, there's such a workaround when it comes to blacklisting and sanctions, and China and Russia have both become masters at it. And, you know, you could create front companies in several other countries and have the ships sold there, and then they end up in Russia or China or wherever, right?
Yep. Now, I wonder if Kevin McCarthy, when he meets with Joe Biden this week about the debt ceiling and spending, if that will have any effect, positive effect, on our economy.
Well, what Janet Yellen is doing is that she's using several other funds right now. Remember, a week and a half ago, we hit our debt ceiling. And so what she's doing is taking what she calls emergency measures. So we are meeting our debt payments by using pension funds and other things. And I think this will carry us through April. So McCarthy's got several things that he can use to rein in some spending, and I hope he puts those on the table too.
Okay. We will talk tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather. I think you're going to enjoy this one, another 80-degree day. All right, we will see you later. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update.
The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in the last 4 years. Harrison Butker drilled a game-winning 45-yard field goal as the Chiefs edged the Bengals 23-20 in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes tossed a pair of touchdowns in the victory. Kansas City will be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57 on February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and playing with the ankle injury and thanking the training staff.
I mean, we think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow on the team coming up short in the fourth quarter.
You know, it felt like that was, you know, the tide was turning our way. It felt like we were going to, you know, just find a way to win this game. But, you know, like I said, didn't make the plays down the stretch.
I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And for all you folks out there, especially military veterans and people just now getting out of the military for whatever reason, I want you to pay attention because I have a job opportunity I'm going to tell you about with the proper training that can make you a lot of money in a short period of time. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, see what they're all about, and then notice that they have two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very highly paid, skilled job that can make you a very wealthy individual if you have any type of mechanical ability at all. Now, they will train you in 14 months to become an aviation maintenance technician. You can do it in less than that if you are coming out of the military or if you were certified in the military as an aviation maintenance technician. All you have to do is challenge the test after they give you a short refresher course to make sure that you're not going to fall on your nose. But you challenge the test, you wind up with your federal license, and away you go, and you're working about a month down the line versus 14 weeks. Now, that being said, why not give it a try? You can start right here in the United States without much effort at all at around $60,000 a year. If you want to apply yourself and work, say, overseas, you could very easily be making $100,000 a year or more because you get paid more to go overseas. So, again, check them out online, naa.edu. That's maa.edu. And then ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. They have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. And then they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, either way, it's a win-win situation. I'd love to see you do good. I'd love to be able to shake your hand when I find out you're over there going to school, because I will do just that. Come and meet you. My friend Bo, the vice president over there, and I are on every other Thursday, so we talk about things like this. Now, there is a thick fog of secrecy right now encircling the U.S. Navy's multi-billion dollar project Overmatch, which is still needed to keep rival nations, including China and Russia, off balance, unable to discern from afar how the service is readying for future large-scale conflicts, including to a pair of experts and the weapons themselves. Now, the United States military is coming up on 50 years as an all-volunteer force at a time when the services are facing a historically difficult uphill battle, finding enough qualified volunteers to grow in their ranks. Now, part of that is because they've lowered their standards a little bit to allow some people in that might have been questionable a couple of years ago to make the quotas. And I was never for doing that. I mean, if you couldn't make a quota, why would you have to lower your standards to try to do it? That's just not the way to do it. There are people out there that want to join when given a complete explanation of what it is that they can do and how they will be taken care of, because you can't beat the benefits down the line, as well as while you're in the service. You can't beat the benefits. So check them out. Call up your recruiter and see what they can do for you. Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Merchant Marine. Now, a federal judge sentenced a former Army reservist to 8 years in prison for spying for the Chinese government, for gathering information on scientists and engineers in the United States who specialized in aerospace and satellite technology. Space Force stuff. Imagine that. The bad guys want to know who our Space Force people are. Well, anybody surprised? I'm not. Why should you be? Not surprised at all. Now let's talk a little money here. Three inspectors general, including the Pentagon's top watchdog, have issued their first comprehensive oversight plan that outlines transparency efforts to manage and keep track of billions of dollars that the U.S. has provided the Ukraine with to defend themselves against invading Russian forces. Now, Congress requires the IGs to produce the oversight plan, and the first edition, which was released just this past week, elaborated on when and where aid dollars were authorized by federal lawmakers, where they went during most of the 2022 time period after Russia invaded Ukraine at the end of February. Now, they may be having a bit of a problem trying to concrete and find those funds. They may have been having a bit of a problem. Because some of them can't seem to be tracked right now. Imagine that. Why do you suppose that would be? Was it delivered in cash? Well, that's one sure way to have a problem now, isn't it? You deliver money in cash. And they say, well, there's $13 million on this pallet. But when you get to the pallet and you start counting it and you take it off the pallet, there's only $12 million there. Which means somebody got a cool $1 million. And that's how they do this, by the way, I've been told. That's how they do this. They don't make it look obvious that they've taken something. But when you absolutely do the audit, then you find it. Now, the Russian Arctic threat is growing more than is being posted. According to a report, Russia's Northern Fleet's ballistic missile submarines and strategic bomber forces capabilities remain intact despite the heavy toll the country's invasion into Ukraine has had on its naval infantry, army, and special forces assigned to the Kola Peninsula, a new report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies found. Why am I not surprised? Why are you not surprised? There's a better one. Why are you not surprised? Now, there is a Russian robot maker, fair warning, who is working on a bot to target the Abrams and the Leopard tanks. And we'll see. We'll see how that works out, if they're able to do that. I sure hope not. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we will. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I just want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the Moss Acura Division. That's spelled Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura spelled A-C-U-R-A. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan store that's there. So you can stop by, check out what they've got. They've got certified pre-owned and brand new ones as well, vehicles. And remember, Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where they honor all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, whether you're a firefighter, whether or not you're a police officer or sheriff's deputy or state trooper. And they do so by giving you a discount on the vehicle that you pick, whether or not it's a new one or certified pre-owned. And the certified pre-owned are pretty doggone good there, I'll tell you that much. Really, I'm impressed. I've had two of them myself, so there you go. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Did your team win?
I didn't have any teams in it. You know, I was kind of watching for a good game there. And, well, you know, second one was a good game. But, I had an early to rise guy, so I only got to watch till halftime.
Can you see the Empire State Building from your home?
No. I'm about 30 miles outside of the city. But, yeah, it's a big controversy today in all the local papers.
Well, of course.
What God's creation are they thinking?
They lit it up, the colors of the Philadelphia Eagles, and you and I both know the Giants and the Eagles don't get along.
No, the Giants and Eagles don't get along, and, I couldn't believe it. I got up this morning, I saw in the papers, they did what? I'm a Giants fan, so, you know, Eagles are not on my high list, that's for sure. I mean, they're not as Dallas is number one, but, you don't do that. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, Kevin McCarthy says the U.S. will not default on their debt.
No, I didn't think that was going to be the case. Even if they run into the debt ceiling, and let's just say that they decide not to raise it. I mean, by law, you have to pay our debt first and foremost, and you have to pay the entitlements, and then you're going to see cuts elsewhere. That's part of the ruse in regards to this. Nothing's going to happen. They're going to still make those interest payments.
Yeah, they said, someone said, I saw it last hour come across the wire, that there will be no, because people are saying, oh, they're going to cut Social Security, they're going to cut Medicare. No, they're not. Mm-mm.
No, it's not going to happen.
No. Now, did you hear about Mike Pompeo and what he had to say?
Well, he's been active as of late. I don't know what you're alluding to.
Well, here's what I'm alluding to. Did China access the Biden documents with all the ties that China has to every major college in America?
Well, yeah, this is going back for a while. I mean, you're talking about how we allow a lot of these students coming in from China to go to all of these places and what they have access to. Is it possible? Yeah, I assume it might be possible. Who knows? But again, it's the policy from the get-go. I mean, does it make any sense? I mean, you got a general coming out saying that, we got to point out for all of their students to go to MIT. I mean, want to explain that one to me?
Yeah. By the way, Senator Mike Lee from Utah has called for an immediate debt action to control the nation's debt. Now, what the action is, I don't know. He's not saying. I don't have it here, at least in the story. But I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know what he means. I have no idea what that story is. I mean, Congress passed all of this ridiculous spending. I mean, it's on them. I don't know what type of magic button he thinks he has, or he's going to automatically say, oh, okay, listen, we're going to live within our means, because it's never the case.
Mm-hmm. Now, a potential U.S. recession, they're still talking about it, and tough comparisons to a stellar 2022 are posing a challenge to the energy shares after a stellar year last year. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, again, there's a lot of things up in the air in regards to the opening up of China to see what the demand is going to be for fuel. We obviously have the ongoing conflict. The Fed in check when it comes to Europe over this winter, so their supplies are okay. But, disruptions are obviously going to be an issue moving forward. And, unless you see some sort of, move in the right direction, in the conflict in the Ukraine, it can get a little bit hairy again.
Now, I know that you're happy about this, because this definitely affects you, I think. Not really, but we'll mention it. Joe Biden okayed the student loan forgiveness for $16 million.
I don't know what that was. $16 million. That's not a lot of money. I'm trying to figure out what it is exactly. I know that they keep putting on these ridiculous COVID extensions onto everything. That's actually coming up. The Supreme Court case in regards to that coming up either this month or next month. And that'll kind of decide the whole, handout, nonsense of whether or not that's going to go through.
Now, BP is talking tough. They're saying the Ukraine war to accelerate the shift to clean energy, really?
Define clean energy. I mean, these European countries are going to have to, they're re-embracing nuclear power. the windmills and whatnot are just not going to cut the mustard. I mean, you can, you know, talk a big game when it comes to this. And again, you know, this is a petroleum company, and they've got to say the right things so they, you know, they don't end up, you know, being canceled or getting the ire of the mainstream media.
Well, we have a major power plant here in Florida called the Big Bend Power Plant, and they just opened that up and went back to fully operational because 80% now of what they use to burn to create the power is natural gas. And there was 5% like with coal, 5% with oil, and then the other is alternative fuels, whatever that means, including using some solar panels and whatnot. Yep.
I'm not familiar how those things operate. You know, it's good to be diversified in how you go about firing these things up, because that's the issue that you run into in certain places. If you have a disruption somewhere, you can't switch to anything else. And that's, you know, when you're talking about renewables, that's something you need to have. You know, what if the wind is not blowing? What if the sun's not shining?
Now, the White House is blasting big oil stock companies on the buybacks of their oil stocks. As Chevron has announced that their profits have doubled because of the buybacks.
Well, no, the buybacks are there because they've made so much money that, you know, they're saying, okay, we're going to, you know, they haven't bought it back yet. They've authorized it. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to, you know, go ahead and follow through with it was like $76 billion. It was massive stock buyback for the company. And, knew right away that the Biden administration was going to be none too happy about that and talking about reinvesting into domestic production. However, you know, the companies are not going to invest in things that they're going to lose money in. And if they feel that, you know, the regulatory environment is not conducive to further production and they're going to make money on it, they're just going to return that money to the shareholders.
Now, we all know that credit cards, especially debit cards, have a lot of strange practices afforded to them. You got to really read the bottom line or you have no idea what's going on. But the DOJ has gotten involved in this, and they're probing a Visa debit card, what their practices are. Visa is they're looking at.
I'm curious. I didn't see that. I would think that those policies would be involved with individual banks, not so much the Visa or MasterCard, which is kind of like the label there and the processing. I'll have to look into that. I'm not familiar with it.
Well, good. We can talk about it tomorrow because by then you'll have an idea, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. By the way, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is where we find you, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And your show is on the weekends. You just had your big show, but you're also got a podcast at your website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. It's there every day, I guess, right?
Yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm. And every now and then, you never know who you might mention.
Yeah, we keep it, I try to keep it short and sweet. You know, the radio show on the weekend, 3 hours long, and, daily podcast is anywhere between, a half an hour and 45 minutes.
Yep. Well, you have yourself a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be back right after these messages in the top of our news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.